Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. Brian, great game here, but it got interesting right down to the very end. What do you take away from it?
It certainly did. The Patriots beating the Broncos, but you know, a 31-7 lead becomes 31-14, 31-21. The Broncos have the ball. Huge completion down the field to Demaryius Thomas. You're thinking, this has already gotten interesting. This could get very interesting, and we've seen what Peyton Manning has done to the Pats in the past. But then a Willis McGahee fumble, and the Patriots are able to close it down at the end. Some trouble spots in that game, but boy, the up-tempo offense was just Brady at his best in a few of these drives. Defensively, forcing three turnovers, really some strong points in this game. And when you add on to what they did in Buffalo, very completely different games. That's two in a row, and the Patriots are they often get an ability to string wins together. You get the feeling that maybe they can start string a few more together.
Right. It was very important for them to come out, kind of defend their home turf, second chance for that. But more about the offense. Wes Welker talked about it. He said, you know, they moved the ball around a lot. They ran it, they passed it, and they were successful. And he said that that's because they had a great week of practice, and he thinks that that shows. And I agree with him, so testament to him.
And I think you're right that the practice week can kind of lead into a good game. As we saw, you know, I think it was the Arizona week. This up-tempo, you know, fast-paced, no-huddle offense was really to perfection. And I thought they ran the ball extremely well. The Ridley fumble is an important thing to keep in mind this week. They have a lot of mixing and matching offense on the offensive line, but they were able to run the ball so effectively. You know, 7 touchdowns on the run between these last 2 games. Wes Welker played out of his mind. I mean, Brady is able to find him. They are clicking so well right now. Danny Woodhead, two massive third down plays. And the one near the end of the first half, I thought really was the difference between the Patriots going into the half with a 10-point lead or being tied, because field position-wise, Manning would have had the ball at around midfield, and they probably score there. It's 14-14. Brady was under pressure. He's dropping back into the end zone. He gets a ball off. Great catch and run by Woodhead. That was an enormous play in the game.
Right, and Brady spoke to that in the press conference, you know, that he said, why would you run the ball on 3rd and 17? He said he got the call in his ear that, you know, I think we can do this, and sure enough, Danny Woodhead came through.
And Woodhead, another third down. This was a great third down day for this offense, so they're really clicking.
Right, absolutely. All right, those are our final thoughts on the Broncos-Pats game. That'll wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.